Adam, congratulations.
Thank you very
Welcome
much.
To the NHL.
Thank you.
Just your thought process and how the meeting went with Yarmo about your decision where you wanted to play next year. Can you just take us through it?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we were pretty discussing it pretty quick, and I had a pretty good feeling, and I assume that he had a pretty good feeling as well. And like you said, going through the interview process at the combine and everything that way, I thought we had a really good relationship there, and hopefully we can continue to develop that. But I think it was a ready, like just trying to feel ready, him feeling ready, myself feeling ready, and I thought we were both confident, so that's kind of what led to the decision.
Yeah. And how important it was for you to show Michigan and college hockey sort of the proper level of respect, to not just say, I'm leaving, like you wanted to really go through the process with this. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I called my head coach he was the first person I called to let him know. And right after that conversation, I texted my team group chat and thanked them for everything and thanked them for all the support and everything they did for me this season. And after that, I wanted to be able to give certain tributes to the University of Michigan and their fan base there. And after that, I started focusing more on being here and being present here. But I definitely wanted to pay a quick tribute to Michigan for everything they did to me this year.
Mark here, front left.
Adam, congratulations. Welcome to Columbus.
Thank you.
The World Championship performance, how much confidence does that give you that you feel like that you can make the jump to the NHL now?
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the tournament, I was kind of feeling out our systems, feeling out being in the locker room and learning how to fit in with those types of guys. And I, towards the end of the system, once I became confident in our system and once I became confident in playing the defensive side of it, I was able to be a bit more creative offensively and take maybe a couple more chances that way because I knew the system a little bit better. I knew how to recover a bit better, and I thought that helped me play a lot better in the meta rounds there. So towards the end of that tournament, I felt more and more ready. And obviously, the NHL is the best league in the world. And I don't know how it's going to compare yet because I don't have any games played. But that did give me a pretty good sense playing around and being with guys like that.
We'll go to Justin in the back center.
Now that you're here and the building paper is signed, what does success look like these first few weeks? How do you want to get off on the right foot as you start your NHL career?
Yeah, just being here at development camp, and then I know we got training camp coming up after that, and everything in between. I'll just be training, trying to get stronger and faster and be the best version of myself come game one.
See, Mike was in the building today. Did you get a chance to see him?
Yeah, I did.
How was the interaction?
Awesome. He's an amazing guy. He was a little bit in a rush. He had a meeting going on, but he took time to talk to myself and my father, and Gavin Brindley was with me as well, and we were all able to have a quick chat with him, and he seems like an amazing guy. I haven't had many interactions with him before that, but I'm really excited to play for him.
Jeff's boat here in front.
So you spend kind of weeks and months wondering where you're going to end up, and then you know, kind of happens, then you're a Blue Jacket. Has it, A, kind of sunk in yet, but B, also, what have you kind of learned about the organization in the maybe 3 days, I guess, now since you've been drafted?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of starting to sink in a little bit. I mean, wearing the jersey helps, but coming to the city and seeing how gorgeous it is, and watching that video of the fifth line and the watch party there and how welcoming they're being has been amazing, and just trying to get ready. I mean, I'm trying to be the best version of myself I can be, like I said, and I'm just super excited.
Yeah, and I have to ask, you know, obviously 19 was taken. I think 91 was taken. How'd you end up with 11?
Yeah, I mean, 9, 19, and 91 were all taken when I was picking, and I was just talking to my parents, and we thought that the ones would look good with the L's in my name, so we just didn't want to go with too high of a number and just stayed at 11.
Go ahead, Porty.
Adam, I didn't stumble upon this myself, but October 12th is your birthday, yes?
Yeah.
Are you aware that that's opening night as well?
I am.
Is that pretty wild to you that that's going to unfold that way? Your NHL debut will also be your 19th birthday?
I'm pretty excited, yeah. When I found that out, I'm pretty ecstatic. I mean, I do know Scott Laughton on Philly as well, and I'm really excited to get back on the ice and share the ice with him again. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that night.
Over here. I hear a lot of McKinnon with you. You know, there are a lot of people say, what are a comp for this player? And they'll say, you know, he kind of plays like McKinnon a little bit. Is that a guy that you did pattern yourself after, like when you were at a younger age and trying to decide what kind of center you wanted to be?
Yeah, I mean, he's an NHL superstar, and he's, in my opinion, an amazing role model to a lot of Canadian kids. So just trying to model my game after him and try and play the way he does is something I did try and do it as a younger kid. Obviously, every time I'm asked that question, I preface it by saying he's an NHL superstar and I'm just starting out. So trying to play like him is something that I have been trying to do, and hopefully I can get to one day.
And how cool was it? You mentioned Gavin on day two to be there. I mean, you know, Gavin gets drafted to same team. He said you were like this, you know, across the way. How much fun was that with the hug and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you guys saw that video, and I remember sitting there and just the first pick of the second round went, and Columbus was up, and I was just sitting on the side of the floor there, and I was just praying to God that it was Gavin. And when I said University of Michigan, I think I shot out of my chair. My chair hit the wall, and I wanted to run over there and hug his family with him too, but just waited for him to come down and give him that big hug. And we went through a lot together this year, and I respect him so much as a player and as a person, so I'm super excited for him as well.
Mark, you're left.
I know you only spent 1 year at Michigan, but can you just describe what about that program has made it so good, and especially in your development as well?
Yeah, like I've said quite a few times, that's the closest team I've ever played on. We went through quite a bit of adversity at the start of the year with the passing of our equipment manager, Ian Hume, and what Stephen Holtz went through in the ICU there. We kind of went through quite a few rough patches that way with a lot of illness on our team and a rough start to our season that way. But I think that brought us together quite a bit, and being able to go through that with them and then come to the rink every day. Our coaching staff was world-class, and I think everybody in there is somewhat of a hockey nerd, and everybody wants to get better. And I think we come in every day, and our saying was kind of everybody works hard, so what are you going to do after that and try and get 1% better every day? So just going in there with that mindset and having like-minded people around you was so helpful.
I've never been to the locker room facilities at the University of Michigan. I'm sure they're very nice. What did you think about these ones when you saw them today? Have you seen these ones?
Yeah, I have. I just went to go take a look at it not too long ago, and it's definitely a bit of a step up. Obviously, Michigan has some really nice facilities, but they just redid this down here, and it's gorgeous.